Michael Hogan, 500 wicket man, many congratulations. What's it mean to you to reach the milestone?
Yeah, obviously very, very proud, very happy, and I suppose more importantly put us into a good position in the game too. So, fantastic achievement. I'm really proud.
And it came in some style with 3 for 0 in the space of 8 balls. Including Northeast first ball to get the 500.
It was a bit of a blur really. I was in the moment thinking of what we're going to bowl and thinking of plans and stuff. And then I think the key was obviously Joe Denley played outstanding in the first inning. So to get him, I was wrapped there and thought we were in a good spot. And why not bowl a bumper? And they managed to glove it. So. Handy for us.
Yeah, Danley 152 in the first innings, but was hit on the boot, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. It was flush on the shoe, yeah. So, he sort of hobbled off a little bit, but I don't bowl that quick anymore, so I'm sure he'll be okay.
Talking about your technique then, I mean, as you say, everyone goes down a little bit in terms of speed as they get a little older, but you've adopted ways to get around all that, and you're still taking pretty regular wickets.
Yeah, I mean, everyone needs to evolve as they get older, or the game moves on, I suppose, as well. So, just try and make the batsman play as much as possible. Try and use whatever's in the surface or whatever's in the air. Just see what happens there. But today, I mean, the wicket's been nice, I guess, for bowlers. It's been a bit in there for everyone, so. It's just firmed up a little bit now, so it's a little bit quicker, and it probably suits me a little bit more. So it's nice.
500 wickets at the age of 36, but you didn't actually make your first class debut until the age of 28. So it's an 8-year spell in effect. When you started, did you have any sort of firm targets in mind when you started playing for Western Australia when you got your break?
Certainly not. No, I was. I was happy to get a game to start with, and then just sort of rolled on from there. Just chipped away, worked on my skills, and sort of 50, 100 wickets. And then I thought if I could get to 200 wickets, I'd be happy for WA, and managed to get there. And obviously this opportunity came up as well. So being able to play and stay playing over a long period of time back to back as well has really helped me out. So. And certainly, 500 wickets, never envisaged that. So, but as I said before, really happy to get there.
What's been the secret of your fitness then?
I think bowling. I enjoy bowling. I enjoy getting up in the morning. And even after a day in the field, if we bowl the team out, I'll still have a bowl in the morning. I enjoy it. I guess when I don't enjoy it, I'll be out the door. But at this stage, I enjoy bowling. I enjoy the contests. I enjoy playing against good players and trying to get them out. So there's no secret. I'm sure everyone's in the same boat.
In the nicest possible way, you're a bit of a throwback, aren't you? A man who keeps fit by actually playing the game rather than worrying too much about stuff off the field, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I'm sure you have to do your share of that as well.
A lot of training and stuff as well goes into it. But I don't really shirt the training either. I like to bowl at training, keep ticking over. I like to bowl, don't like missing games, don't like resting. So, that's the way it is. I feel uncomfortable if I don't play. So, that's how it is, I guess. I feel like that's what makes me tick. So, happy with it. While it's working, I'm very happy with it.
Nice one to show the family anyway with them.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it'd be good. I guess the last game of the year, we'll get home and have a bit of a break now. It'd be good to spend some time with the family as well. But I'm looking forward to next year as well. Hopefully, yeah. 6, 7, who knows? We'll see where we are in a couple of years.
Just one from me, Hogs, on the match position, mate.
Yeah.
Where do you see you are in the match, and what do you fancy chasing on that pitch?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit of a tricky one. It's obviously a new ball wicket. I think it gets easier as the seam sort of wears down. As I said, it's firmed up a little bit. Game's pretty even at the moment. Happy to get Steve-O out. Last few overs, he can change a game in a session, obviously. So really happy there. I mean, we still need to get them out pretty cheap tomorrow, I think. Realistically, if they get away another 50, 100 runs, say, it might be a little bit tricky. The wickets, there's a few indentations, are a little bit, they're firmer now, so the ball's still seaming. But, you know, I mean, we'd be comfortable with the position we're in at the moment, but I'm sure Kent know that, you know, if they put 100 runs on their total, then it's anyone's game. So it's evenly poised at the moment.
That's good for me. Cheers.